Zach, Mitch Peacock calling from CBC Television. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I was really, really happy to get the deal done.
Well, tell us about the term and why the terms of the deal work for you.
Well, I've made it clear since, obviously, my first time being in Winnipeg, it was obviously a place that I wanted to be for a long time. And, you know, I'm just real happy that Winnipeg believed in me and kind of, you know, gave me another chance to kind of prove myself. I didn't exactly have the best start of my career in Atlanta, and obviously moving up to Winnipeg gave me a new chance to play in a hockey market and play in a hockey town that that really I enjoyed playing in front of. So that's kind of where the term came in. It was definitely, you know, a no-brainer for me to want to stay there for a long time.
There are some people out there who feel right now, Zach, that the Jets are perhaps overpaying to keep players here. Was it your opinion at all that they needed to do something to make it worth your while? It doesn't sound like it from what you're saying.
No, I mean, it was something that obviously you want to do what's right for the team and yourself. I mean, you try to meet in the middle, and, you know, it's something that, you know, it's not my job to listen to people that say I'm overpaid or underpaid or whatever. It's just my job to go out there and do the right things and help the team win. So, you know, I was really happy to see the rest of the guys kind of get locked up long term. We'd been talking over the course of the summer, kind of seeing how things were going. But, you know, I've just really excited to be there for the next 7 years, and, you know, I'm extremely happy about it.
Hey, Zach, Gary Lawless from the Free Press and TSN 1290. First of all, congratulations. And, you know, it strikes me that all of you guys have kind of become pretty wealthy young men in the last week or so, and now the next step is for you guys to win as a group.
Yeah, I think that's obviously buying the guys that we did and getting the guys we did in free agency and stuff is going to obviously help. You know, it's something that, you know, it's a huge thing for us. Every year we always sit down and talk about our goals, and obviously winning a championship and bringing the cup to Winnipeg would be, you know, the number one thing. So, you know, I think, you know, moving forward, we're a better team right now, and, you know, I'm just very, very excited to be there for the next 7 years. I mean, it's, you know, felt like home for me since I got there last year, and, you know, I can't say enough of how the Jets organization runs the organization as far as, you know, Mark Chipman and Chevy and all those guys. You know, it's first class there. So whether it was people saying you have to overpay guys to get them there or not, you know, it's something that we're all very confident in, you know, what we can do as a group. And we just got to make sure we're coming out and, you know, right from the get-go at training camp.
What do you need to do, Zach, as a player to take that next step? I know that, you know, you've improved each year and gotten better in certain elements. Where do you want to take your game now?
Well, I obviously want to be the best player I can be. You know, just that starts from hard work and commitment and being committed to the team. I think, you know, we have the right pieces to do that. We just got to move forward as a group. And personally, I just want to come in training camp ready to go. You know, it seems like every year I've gotten more and more comfortable, and, you know, hopefully that's the case moving into this year. And I'm just, you know, really looking forward to having, I guess, hopefully a bigger role in the team and just keep moving forward and, you know, just, like I said, just going and moving forward together as a group.
Zach, can we, Winnipeg Sun here, how big an influence has Charlie Huddy been in helping you improve your game all around?
Well, he's been great for me since day one. You know, I think my first 4 years in the NHL, I had three different coaches or something like that. So it was definitely, you never really know what you're going to get out of, you know, something like that. But once I got to Winnipeg and realized that, you know, Charlie was really easy to work with and he was good with all the guys. So, you know, he's been great for me. And obviously I want to play for him for a long time. So, you know, it's something that I've really felt comfortable in the room in Winnipeg as far as being in the city, or whether it's in the locker room or out around town. I've really embraced it, and, you know, Charlie's been a great help for me since day one, like I said.
Was there any point in this process where you thought you wouldn't get that long-term deal done before the arbitration hearing?
No, I was pretty confident it was going to get done. Obviously, I don't know anything about that much about arbitration. I've heard it's not the greatest thing to go to, but I was just happy to get it done, and, you know, it was very I guess humbling to know that Winnipeg wanted me to stay there for a long time as much as I did. And it's definitely, you know, it was mutual that, you know, both sides wanted to do a long-term deal from the get-go.
What was it like?
Kelly Moore from CJOB. Where do you balance the, you know, the commitment that the hockey club has made to you, you know, and the pressure, you know, to live up to that, along with the confidence that, that goes along with knowing where you're going to be for the next 7 years?
Well, I think the pressure, I mean, as a professional athlete, as a professional hockey player, you put pressure on yourself. You know, I go into every day, whether it's the gym or on the ice, I work my hardest, and I'm fully committed all the time. So that's something that I'm not too worried about on that side of things. But I think knowing that you're going to be there for the next 7 years is obviously comforting, knowing that, you know, you have a home, and you're going to, you know, you have the core group of guys that have been together now for a few years for that much longer. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be a good thing for us to move together as a group.
Why were you the last in the batting order for this? Did it just work out that way? Or?
You know what? I'm not really sure. I guess it probably just worked out that way. I didn't really think too much into it. But, you know, I think Chevy and the whole group there did a great job, you know, signing all of us and doing other things, too, to make our team better.
Zach, Andrew Patterson from Hustler & Lawless live on TSN 1290. Congrats as well. My question for you is, it's been well documented that you have really enjoyed your time here in Winnipeg, obviously showing that with a seven-year commitment to the team. Can you talk a little bit about this situation, why you've liked it, and why you can see yourself being a key core part of this team for the next 7 years?
Yeah, well, I think, I don't know, not to think too much into it, but obviously me being an outdoorsman and stuff like that, Winnipeg's a great place for stuff like that, and obviously a great hockey town, the great people in the town, the way that we got embraced the first year and last year has been great. You know, it's something that as a kid you dream of playing in front of a hockey market or raising the Stanley Cup, and it's just an exciting crowd to be in front of, an exciting city to live in, and you know, it's just, I've really enjoyed my time there since day one, and you know, just really excited for the next 7 years to do some good things.
Doc, you strike me as really enjoying, just for what you just said there, enjoying the community. So when you have a deal like this, will you be putting down roots in Winnipeg, maybe doing more than just renting or leasing or whatever, or do you already have a place here?
I rent now, but I haven't really put too much thought into it. I guess we'll see how that goes, but... you know, Winnipeg is definitely a place I've enjoyed. I've made, I think, 3 or 4 trips back this summer. So, you know, it's always nice to go back. So can't really comment on whether I'm going to get a place or not, but just happy I'm going to be there for the next 7 years.
Hey, Zach, we didn't get to talk to you last week because you were in this negotiation, but you were named to the U.S. Olympic orientation camp. Talk a little bit about that, and I would ask you if that, you know, it's interesting for young players that have never played on that team. You know, your performance in the first couple of the months of the season will reflect whether or not you get a chance to go to Russia. How do you kind of keep that on the background and just focus on playing for the Jets and being the best and not trying to live outside yourself in order to impress David Poile and his staff?
Well, I think obviously the big thing would be just to worry about playing every single game, a game at a time, doing your best. Obviously, if I'm doing my job on the ice and they see something in what I do that can help their team, obviously a big thing. So, you know, I'm not really going to think too much into it. You know, you play the game every game to give your best effort and win the game. So if I go out there and do what I believe I can do and just go out there and work hard. You know, I'm not really going to be thinking about that stuff too much.
Zach, John Waldman from Examiner.com. You're coming into the team coming in this year with guys like Redmond, Postma, and now possibly Jacob Trouba entering onto the blue line, giving a little bit more youth to the team. Does this give you a little bit more of that feeling of leadership, or how does your game evolve from here?
Well, I think I've always tried to be a leader, whether it was leading by example or vocally. You know, I won't change myself. I mean, I'm just going to go out there every night and give the best effort I can, and I think that's what a real leader is, and we have a good leadership group in Winnipeg, and as far as the other young guys in the team, you know, we're all going through it together, so I think the big thing is moving forward as a group and having everyone step up would be, you know, the biggest thing. I don't think having one person do a certain thing, it's got to be a collective move as a group.
Hey, Zach, Mitch Casper from Winnipeg Hockey Talk. Congratulations on the contract, by the way. Question for you. With this seems like a glut of right-handed shooting defensemen on the right side, have you ever been asked to play on the left side?
Yeah, I played a little bit on the left, I think, this year. I think I played with Postma a few times. But, I mean, I don't know. I'll play wherever wherever they want me to play. As long as I can help the team out that way, obviously. We have a good coaching staff that can make those decisions. That's not mine, but, you know, it's something that if they need me to play on the left side, I will. But I haven't been asked to very much, but I guess we'll see where that goes.
Zach, it's Dan Rosen with NHL.com. You mentioned you're looking forward to having a bigger role on the team. That's obviously not just for next season, but for the next seven seasons. Do you see yourself as a guy who can wear a letter for this team at some point?
Well, I mean, I think if you have a letter on or not, you can show different ways of being a leader. I think a lot of people think too much into wearing a letter. You know, there's plenty of guys on our team that are leaders that don't have it on. I'm just going to go out there the same way that that I have and worked hard and be a good teammate and a good person in the room. And whether I have an A on or what, it's not that's out of my power. I'm just going to go out there and try to get the job done.
Zach, well, everybody loves to see the offense. Are you agreed that if this team and this core now are going to move forward and becoming a playoff team, that it's going to have to be through defense and being tougher to play against without the puck?
Yeah, I think that's something that we've obviously focused on the last few years and we can get better at. You notice good teams that win aren't just really good at offense, they're good at defending too. So I think we'll have a good chance moving forward of doing both on both sides of the puck in all three zones. So, you know, I think this group's been together for quite a long time now, and moving together as a group, I think we've all grown up together. Some are older than others, but that core group's been there for at least, I think, 3 years now. So it's something that, you know, we got to move forward as a team and get better in all aspects of the game.
Zach, do you believe this core is good enough to be a Stanley Cup contender in the coming seasons?
What's that? Sorry, I missed that.
Do you feel like this core group has what it takes to become a Stanley Cup contender during the next few seasons here?
I think so. I mean, I think a lot of people forget there's still a lot of young guys, too, that have big roles in the team. So everyone's growing up together. And, you know, I personally believe it. You know, I don't know, it's pretty cliche to say, but, you know, it's something that we have a lot of good players on our team for a couple years now. So it's going to be, you know, it'll be a good challenge for us. And I think this group can do good things moving forward.
Zach, Dan Rosen again from NHL.com. And just to follow up to Ken's question before about Charlie Hutto, you mentioned that he's real easy to work with and he's been great for you. How and in what ways is he easy to work with? How is that? Can you describe it? And how has he been great for you? What has he done?
Well, I think, I don't know if anyone's ever coached me, they'll always say I'm pretty high strung on the bench. I have quite the temper sometimes. So he's the calming influence sometimes that, you know, I get a little fired up back there, but he always stays calm and makes sure he tries to explain something to you. It's not in a bad way. He tries to kind of teaches you by talking to you and showing you video and stuff like that. So I think that's been one of the best things for me is when you play for someone that's always yelling and screaming, sometimes it's hard to kind of focus and stuff like that. But Charlie's been great as far as, you know, being calm and that calming influence back there on the back end.